Three senior U.S. senators who met with top Indian government officials say emotions are running high following the Mumbai terror attack. Senator Joseph Lieberman told reporters the feelings expressed during their meeting with Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and External Affairs Minister Pranab Mukherjee are understandable.
They are clearly both full of pain and anger, as I'm sure most of the people of India are, and as I can tell you, most of the people of America are.
The U.S. lawmakers are among those visiting the region to offer condolences and perhaps engage in some shuttle diplomacy. The senators are to meet top Pakistani government and military leaders in Islamabad later in the week. Arab League Secretary General Amir Moussa is also in the Indian capital. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrives Wednesday. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is due Thursday. Senator John McCain says Mumbai's attackers meant to put India and Pakistan at each other's throats again.
One of the objects of this terrorist attack and this act of outrage is to try to provoke confrontation between Pakistan and India, and I know that this government is committed to not letting that happen.
But the senators say New Delhi, which is blaming elements in Pakistan for the attack, need answers from Islamabad. Senator Lindsey Graham says he feels there is now a real strong resolve among India's leaders to make needed changes to bolster the country's internal security. India and Pakistan, which both have nuclear weapons, now face their worst state of relations in 6 years. The two have gone to war against each other three times since their independence in 1947. Foreign Minister Mukherjee acknowledges the India-Pakistan peace process is jeopardized. He has handed Pakistan's top envoy here a formal diplomatic note known as a demarche with the names of about 20 individuals India wants Pakistan to extradite.
Demarche asks the arrest and handover of those persons who are settled in Pakistan and who are fugitive of Indian law.
Those on the list include the infamous Mumbai crime kingpin Dawood Ibrahim and Maulana Masood Azhar, a Pakistani Muslim cleric who in 1999 was freed from an Indian prison in exchange for passengers on a hijacked Indian airliner. Ibrahim is considered India's most wanted man. His organization is suspected of involvement in a 1993 bombing in Mumbai that left 250 people dead. Indian media reports say there is also official suspicion some of his underlings may have provided support to the terrorists who struck last week. Azhar leads the group Jaish-e-Mohammed, which is believed to support Muslim separatists in the part of disputed Kashmir which is under Indian control. India initially gave Pakistani officials such a list 6 years ago and says it never received an adequate response. Top Pakistani government officials promised cooperation with India to determine responsibility for the attack on Mumbai. But Islamabad rejects any allegations of complicity, blaming non-state actors, which Pakistan says it is also battling and says India must provide specific information of those it accuses of taking part. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.